All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 15 of Outspoken. Thanks for staying so long. If you don't know, I've got merch out right now. If you do want to check it out, you can go to samcollinsshop.com. Got some cool items. Pretty rad. If you want to check them out. If not, whatever. It's cool. But today, I do have a little bit of topics. All right. I got a decent amount. Yeah. So where do we begin? We're going to be covering a parody video. To Own the Transgenders, there was a parody video put out by this YouTuber. I'll go more into an explanation later. It's our good friend Steven Crowder, and it is just the worst, and it's just funny. It backfired in his face. So I want to review that with you. Also, there is a whole section of Reddit with crazy Uber stories. I think I was browsing it one night. And I mean, I have my own crazy Uber stories. I'm sure you probably do too. But I got it. I have to share these with you. Good laughs, good laughs. And then we've got at the end of the podcast, I want to break down another Tom McDonald song. If you don't know, I did an episode about him a little while back and I reviewed one of his songs. A lot of people seem to be interested in it. So I figured I'd bring it back. He just came out with a new song. And I think it's worse than the other ones. The other one that I reviewed in my older episodes. So we got that. And then to end it all off, we have some pretty interesting stories, actually, for the end of the podcast. So just want to start off a little bit here with just want to check in on all of you. How are you all doing? How's life? I'll wait for you to answer. Good, good. I'm glad that you're doing horrible. Me too. I'm just kidding. But kind of wanted to, you know, it's been a year since COVID. Really think about, like, what happened this year? You know, what went on in your life, dude? It's been a whole year. I don't know, I was just sitting here thinking about it before hopping on here, and I felt like it was interesting to point out, because the time flew for me. I don't know about anybody else, but literally flew. I got a lot of stuff done, but you know, it's just kind of been a year. I think it's like that for everybody. Just want to let you know that you are not alone in all of this stuff if you're feeling a little bit down lately. But you know what? That's what my podcast is here for, to make you feel good. So do you want to laugh for a second? Maybe? Or get angry? These topics that I cover either will make you angry or make you laugh or both. For me, it's usually just laugh because it's like it's just stupid stuff. So, here we go. If you don't know who Steven Crowder is, again, I covered him in one of my other podcast topics before. Whatever. He does political commentary, right? And on Twitter, he posted this tweet, and it says, "Indeed." And it says, "Hashtag trans women are women." And I don't understand the infatuation with people and consistently making jokes about trans people. Like, I feel like even if you're not a trans person, this is just an interesting thing to see and laugh at, because people are just so obsessed with talking about trans people. It's the weirdest thing. And it's the weirdest thing. I think a majority of my followers are not even trans. Let me know if it's interesting, because this shit is weird. Let me bring up this video, okay? Now, the fact that this is a podcast, you're not actually going to be able to see the video. But essentially what this is Steven Crowder, this is what he does. Because a lot of people like to say, this is what they say about trans people, we're invading your regular people's space, okay? Like, going into locker rooms, doing all this stuff, and we're just invading, we're taking over everyone's safe space, and we're making it into not a safe space. So what Steven Crowder does, this guy, he dresses up as a woman. He's wearing some really tight pants. He's got a fat ass for some reason. I don't know. Maybe he works out. And just a purple shirt on, a wig, and a fucking, I don't know, like a thing on his head. I don't know what that is. It looks like it's almost like a bow. I don't really know what that is. Anyways, so he walks into the Planet Fitness, right? That's the intro, by the way, like all those sound effects. I just thought I would play that for you just so you can understand how cringy it is. He's just like posing outside of the Planet Fitness while doing that. So then what he does is he gets a tour of the gym, right, by these people.
First timer. Okay. I like everything's color branded. It's so, I feel like I stepped into Star Wars.
Then he just records people like looking at him for a millisecond, and then he just asks questions about the gym, like as if that's like a proper prank.
You don't have a squat rack at all? Okay.
So then what he does is he starts working out like a normal person, right? And then he like asks somebody for help with lifting the weights, and the kid helps him because, you know, that's a fucking prank, I guess. Like, I don't understand where he's going with this.
Get these weights just up. Just help lift them up. Yo, one. Perfect. Thank you. Yeah.
And then he sets off the alarm. So there's this alarm in Planet Fitness if you're like slamming weights down and or you're just being really loud, and because you're not supposed to slam weights, like they're heavy, whatever. They don't want you to be loud and screaming when you're lifting weights. So like an alarm will go off and it'll go, wah! I'll play it for you.
Okay, I was good. Thank you. I just need help lifting up. Okay. What was that?
He also makes like these moaning sounds while he's lifting. You know how like all the 15-year-old boys used to do that as a joke in school, like in the back of the class? He's still doing that. Like he still thinks that's really funny. So. Yeah, so then he ends it by saying that the alarms are calling him a lunk or whatever. Like I'm assuming that just goes back to him dressing up as a woman. Like he thinks that's the reason why he made so much attention on him.
So that first day I was flagged as a lunk. They even had bright lights and giant loud sirens. After this, I was officially banned from Planet Fitness. I tried to join another location, but had already been flagged as seen here.
But why are you telling me that I'm insincere?
Because I know who you are.
How do you know who I am? Are you saying that because that's a pre-transition ID? Is that why?
And then he tries to go to another location, and they already have him flagged there because obviously he's filming and he's making a stupid video. And Steven like tries to pretend and play it off, saying, "Oh, because I'm pre-transition woman." Like, no, dude, because you're just an asshole. That's the reason that you're not allowed back in the gym. Like, you're doing this all for a little. In fucking Twitter skit that got 7,900 likes, that got ratioed multiple times. So I wanted to read some of the replies to this little skit video because they had me rolling on the floor laughing. Someone said, "Come on, man." Another person said, "This dude looks for any reason to throw on women's clothes." This next tweet he got ratioed, actually. It has 10,500 likes. Okay, and they said, "Really normal stuff, man. We all think it's really funny and are laughing with you." Ah, Steven Crowder is such a fucking loser, dude. Somebody else ratioed him. Said, "I don't think your point was supposed to be, quote unquote, gyms are surprisingly accommodating to trans people, but I love how at the first gym everyone treats you completely normally until you acted like a lunk, and at the second gym you were only kicked out because the guy recognized you." Which is true. It's like he tried to make the point here that people are going to make a big deal that he's, you know, dressed up like a woman and he's trying to be a trans woman. But in reality, if you actually watch this video, you could see the footage. Nobody really cared. Like, they might have looked for a second. And the only reason that they probably looked is because he was trying to be as obnoxious as he could with, like, moaning and just talking to people. Because when you're at the gym, you simply do not care about anybody else. You're working out. He got ratioed once again. This tweet has 14,000 likes, and all the guy said, what is the joke here? And he got ratioed double the amount. That shit is hilarious. Another person said, "The fuck is this?" And then someone replied to her and said, "It's called sketch comedy, honey." This is sketch comedy? 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 The word comedy? You think that's comedy? Ugh. Oh, God, I feel bad for that person. That tweet had 39 replies. You know that person got absolutely bodied in the comment section. Another person said, "This doesn't happen in real life, so Steven Crowder has to dress up and make a video to make it seem like it's possible. Anyway, dude, hope you got your rocks off from this." Dog, this is like the 15th time you've done drag. I think you need to figure some stuff out. That was almost a ratio. Had 5,000 likes. And this last comment here says, it's in quotes, right? So it says, "Haha, this stuff is so weird. I'm gonna do it a bunch to show you guys how weird it is. Can you believe people do this stuff? Here, I'll show you." Damn, dude. Steven completely just ruined his point because A, nobody cares. B, everybody knows that you're trolling. I'm assuming everybody in the gym kind of knew that he was trolling because of the way that he was just acting like an obnoxious piece of shit. I like how they say, you know, men in wigs and dresses are invading our spaces, referring to trans women. But then men will go up and dress in wigs and stuff like that and then invade the spaces to try to prove a point, which didn't even prove any point because people just don't even care anyways, and they don't see trans women like that anyways. Like, trans women, when they transition, they're making an effort to transition. They're not just doing what you're doing and being an asshole. Steven Crowder's off the rails. I don't know what he's doing, that he needs to get his shit together. But, you know, the grift money might be good.
Dua Lipa.
You know, when I play my music to people who I really respect or look up to, then I hear my songs in a different perspective.
Cardi B.
I know what it feels like when you feel like everybody turned your back and like, don't ever think it's because you did something wrong.
Harry Styles.
I feel like I'm falling more and more in love with making music each time I get to do it.
You know these artists for their songs, videos, and epic performances.
But they have so many stories beyond their fame.
That's what we're here to share with you on the Spout Podcast.
We sit down with some of the biggest names in music.
And along the way, our guests reveal stories that even their biggest fans may have never heard before.
Check out the Spout Podcast to hear famous people spout off about more than what they're famous for.
And find out who's spouting off next.
Wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so for this next section of the podcast, I gotta read these Uber stories to all of you. There's a good amount here. There's probably like 10 of them. They're pretty short. Are any of you Uber drivers? I feel like that's scary. I think that could definitely be a scary job. You don't know who's coming into your car, especially on the weekends at like 1 a.m., 2 a.m. You know that's going to be like an absolute vomit festival, right? Let's start off with this story here, right? I picked up a few guys that were planning on going to a friend's hotel room to drink. They brought along a garbage bag full of Bud Light. On the way there, they decided to go straight to the bar instead. When we got to the bar, they left without the bag full of beers. And when I pointed that out, they told me that I could keep it as a tip. That was 3 weeks ago. I still have a bunch left. Cheers to that, my friends. A garbage bag full of Bud Lights. A garbage bag. That is an alarming... I wish I could do the math on this right now, but I'm just too lazy. Like, if we think about a garbage bag that's about 3 foot... No, I'd have to measure a Bud Light can. I'm not even going to do it. I'm just going to say, there's got to be like hundreds of beers in there. That's an alarming amount of beer. That's a lot of money worth of beer. I mean, I guess that's a good tip though. Free beer, you'd have it for like months on end. I once got on an Uber alone after a night of drinking and my driver was kind of sweaty and looked like he just ran or something. When I asked him how his night was, he told me that his last fare was a cute girl who was pretty drunk and started making out with him when they got to her place. She started giving him head in the car and then asked if he wanted to come in. Needless to say, he was having a better night than I was. Wow. Well, I'm pretty sure... I'm pretty sure that is against Uber policy. Is it not? I mean, this thread is actually from 5 years ago. So, why didn't he go in the house? This dude definitely had a fucking wife at home. And he just... I don't know if he actually had a wife. That's just my assumption. Why was he sweating? Why was he sweating? This one is a roller coaster ride. Okay, I'm an Uber Black driver. If you don't know what Uber Black is, you are living under a rock. Just kidding. Uber Black is like the more luxurious version of Uber. Luber. Yep. I'm sorry. I got the last story just on my mind, so naturally I said Luber. Okay, I was saying luxury brand of Uber. That's what it was. It wasn't because of the last story, all right? Luxury, Uber, Luber, same fucking thing. Whatever, it's a luxury type of Uber. You know, I take them all the time because I'm Shane Dawson. I'm so cool. Just kidding. I would never pay for Uber Black in my life. That is ridiculous. Unless I wanted to be fancy for the night. But I guess I never felt like that. Anyways, the story goes. A few months back, I picked up a man and a woman in their 40s from a restaurant. They were clearly not having a good time, still arguing about something. Towards the end of the ride, he punches her in the face as hard as he could. When we pull up to the destination, he pulls out a knife and starts to threaten her and me. I tell him to take it outside and I drive away. I couldn't help but feel bad for that woman, so I drove to the county sheriff department and told them what happened. Luckily, the Uber black cars have a camera inside that's recorded the events. When the sheriff looked at the video, he asked for the address and they arrested the guy. I also reported the incident to Uber. They called me and took a recorded statement by phone. Yeah, that is absolutely terrifying. How do you even escalate to the point where you threaten, first of all, you threaten somebody, but then you threaten the Uber driver? What did he do? He was just trying to get you from A to B. He's an Uber black driver. All right, he's even more professional. Why are you pulling a knife out on him? Yeah, that is crazy. He definitely did the right thing. That is terrifying. I would probably actually shit my pants or pee my pants if I was in that situation. Because I'm a big baby. I don't know what would happen. I'd pass out. I'd fall on the floor. And then he'd get me. We got a short one here. It says, I had a customer tell me they needed to bring their pregnant goat with them. I had to politely refuse. That one's understandable, but me personally, I would have taken the goat. Goats are so cute. Goats are beautiful. Super sweet animals. This one's actually from a passenger, and it says, one time had a Lyft driver tell us it was tequila time, pulled out a bottle and shot glasses, and had us all take a shot, her included. Then she drove us to the bars. So there's that. Wow, that is fucked. If that's a true story, that is fucked up. That's fucked up. Okay, and this last little funny one says, I honked at a group of bros to get out of the street. St. Patty's Day in Chicago, and one of them spit through my sunroof and onto my head. What? That's impressive. How could you... What? This dude is like the professional fucking spitter. How do you spit, up in the air that far into a car? Into the sunroof, onto his head. This dude must play basketball. That must have been an NBA player. I refuse to believe that was any... That's insane. I need to meet that man. I'd love to meet that man. And now to my most exciting part of the podcast. I'm so excited for this one. I think I'm a little more excited than you guys are. In one of my last episodes, I covered this rapper. His name is Tong. Yep, his name is Tongs. He's a kitchen utensil. His name is Tom McDonald, and he just does raps that are like, you know, for edgy teens or edgy adults who think the world is so against each other. I guess the world is against each other now, but it's just cringy. Anyways, like I was saying, Tom McDonald, I'm not a big fan of him. Some of you might be. I know that some people were. But his music is just, it's like, let me just start breaking this song down for you, okay? It's called Clown World. And here we go. So, you worried about leaving a better planet for our kids. How about leaving better kids for our planet? I mean, that's a pretty decent line. I actually like it, and I agree. But why can't we do both of those things, Tom? We should be leaving a better planet for our future people. But we are destroying it every second as we're talking. So that's not going to be good for the future generations. What's the point in having really good kids on the planet if the planet's going to be dying anyways? Next line, entire generation offended at everything. No. Here we go. Any guesses of what the next line could say? Because we get offended, the whole generation gets offended by everything today, right? The next line says, getting mad that a human thinks all lives matter. Oh, no, dude. No. That's not the reason, my friend. All Lives Matter was created to counter Black Lives Matter. Like, people weren't saying that before. When people started saying Black Lives Matter, people started saying All Lives Matter. But all lives can't matter if Black Lives don't matter, so that doesn't make any sense. What are you talking about, my dude? Then he goes, this is four lines here. We don't need black or white or left or right. What we need is common sense. We need balance. We're all in the same boat. Why are you trying to make holes? If they sink, we sink. This is madness. Okay. Yeah, all right. Good point. Obviously, I think many people agree that we need to not have sides but that's how it's been for the longest time. The sides are constantly fighting, and it's because one side doesn't agree with the other side. Like, one side doesn't like the way that the other side is living and the changes that the other side is making, so then the other side gets mad that they're trying to change things. You know what I'm saying? So it's always going to be a constant battle. There's never going to be one entire, because people don't agree with everything. So it's a lose-lose situation until we just let people live how they want to live. Obviously, if we all banded together and tried to make a difference in this world and try to make things better for everybody, that would be great. But some people don't agree with that. So that's why that happens. This is like, I feel like I'm teaching like fifth grade. Like, I understand the point here that you're trying to make, my dude, but it is common sense that that'll never, ever happen because people aren't always going to agree on everything. You're always going to have people who are mad that you want to progress. Progress. All right, next lines read, I'm offended that you're offended by me taking offense. Trump can't build a wall. Why does your house have a fence? What? This is like the last line. Do you remember in the last episode when he said, bacteria is life on Mars, but a heartbeat on Earth or some shit isn't? Or like, bacteria is life on Mars, but a heartbeat on Earth isn't, or some shit, or something like that. Building a wall between two countries is completely different than having a fence. People have a fence to have a little bit of privacy, and a lot of people just also have a fence because they have an animal, right? Like, they have, like, there's a dog, or they have a cat, or they have, or something, they have a fence, right? So they can have a little bonfire with their dog running around and shit like that. I mean, I don't really think people have a fence to keep, like, the raccoons and the squirrels and the neighbors out of their yards. I think it's just it makes it a little bit more private, and it makes it so your dog can run around in the yard without, you know, running into oncoming traffic and getting hit by a car. Next lines read, I believe in two genders. I'm not mad at the rest. I'm just confused when a dude has a beard and some breasts. Okay. Now, that is discrimination to cis men with beards and big boobs. I've seen cis men with beards and boobs. Okay. So what's the issue? I understand his point. I wanted to be an asshole. But what does I'm not mad at the rest mean? Like, the rest of what? Like what? Because you think that us trans people think that we're a third gender? That shit will always be comedy to me. They always think that a trans man, that I'm trying to claim a third gender. So I'm going to skip through some of these lyrics because it is very long and I wanted to just grab the cheesiest ones. So these two lines, viruses and riots, people dying, we won't stay home. Black lives matter, all lives matter. What's all the division for?
I don't know. Maybe because racism exists. Duh.
Like, what do you mean? What is all this division for? Have you not seen the past few years of why people are doing Black Lives Matter? Have you just not put on the television and the news at any point in time? There's a division because racist people are creating the division. So people are retaliating. It's like a natural thing that happens. You know, if you want to discriminate against somebody, they're going to fight for their right to live and their human rights and just everything in general. Okay. These next lines read, I don't hang with bozos, homie. I can't be around you. Anyone who knows me knows my feet don't fit in clown shoes. Tom, you don't fit in clown shoes because you are a clown shoe. That's the reason. And, all right, here's another four lines. Funny that we think the world owes us something. All the phones got smart, but the people so dumb. We care more about the likes and our selfies than our mums. And the only time we ever speak the truth's when we're drunk. That sounds like a you issue. No, it's a pretty good line. That can apply to today's society. You know, people care more about likes than their own family. And people, I don't necessarily think people became dumb. I don't really think that's true. So we're coming to an end here. And these next two lines say, I think picking sides divides. It's probably what got us here. United States is great regardless. That's what we've forgotten here. I already said this a little bit up there. But Yeah, picking sides does divide, but the people aren't picking sides. This has been a thing that's been going on for a while. I don't know if he's talking about like Black Lives Matter, All Lives Matter, because I mean he keeps talking about that. But I don't know if he just doesn't know that white people had slaves a couple hundred years ago, and then the racism still continues today. So that's why it's divided. Like, how many times am I going to say it? You know what I'm saying? Like, people are divided because people are still racist. People are divided because people are still homophobic. That those people are creating the division. The gay people are just trying to be gay. And then they're hated for it. And then this whole thing, and then they try to take away their rights, and they try to do this. Those people are creating the divides, my friend. The racists come out. They start talking all this shit. The homophobes come out, the transphobes, they all come out and they start talking shit, and then they hurt these people. Naturally, there's going to be retaliation. These next lines say, they tell you be yourself, and then they judge you on the internet till everybody hates you for it. Oh, so, okay, yeah. This is like what you do to the trans people, right? Because we're told to be ourself, and then they get judged on the internet, the trans people, and then they get hated for it. Yeah, and we're gonna end the song here, okay? With these are the last two lines that I'm going to read to you, okay? So deep, they are so deep. My generation needs a bunch of free condoms, because common sense ain't that common. The fuck does that even mean? What does condoms have to do with common sense? Oh, okay, I guess like wearing condoms is common sense. Whoever okayed that line needs to be fired. Whoever okayed a majority of these lines should be fired. Actually, I think he works independently, so he should fire himself. Anyways, yeah, that was the song. I just want to cover some of the lyrics in it because it was just bad. Like, I feel like he should have a little bit of common sense because of the things that he says. Just a simple Google search, my friend. Like, he talks so much about being united, but you cannot possibly be united. Sorry, my video cut out. But when you can't possibly be united when you have people consistently hating on other people. That's why I make the content in the podcast that I do, just to make fun of the people who do those things, because it's so dumb. You can just be our friend, okay? You don't have to be so mean, you know? Stop it. Stop it. Stop being homophobic and transphobic and racist and every bad thing in the world. Anyways, so let me read these LGBT stories for you. Got a couple of good ones here. Bisexuals, you're going to want to listen up. The story's for you. I'm bisexual. I've only dated one female and three males. One day, my brother, who is a gay transgender man, told me I was a lesbian because I preferred girls. I told him he was wrong because I'm bisexual. He later proceeded to tell me that I was confused because I mostly had crushes on girls. I told him for a moment that I was thinking I was lesbian, but I do like guys too. That bisexual was a label that I felt more comfortable in. He asked me when was the last time I dated, and I told him a year. He later had the audacity to tell me, never mind, you're not a true bisexual. I told him to explain and said, because I'm not dating a bunch of people, I was not a true bisexual. I got upset and didn't speak to him for days. Later, I explained to him that the reason I'm not dating a bunch of people was because my last relationship hurt me and I'm not ready to date. He did a bad stereotypical response to a bisexual person, such as the question, do you like threesomes? He apologized, but 2 years later, and he still bashes on my sexuality. So from the story, what I picked up, this person's brother told me I was a lesbian because I preferred girls. So, like, I feel like a lot of bisexual people deal with this. If you're a bisexual person who prefers, let's just say you're a bisexual woman, and you like guys and girls, right? And you dated five men and one woman, but people will always have to say some stupid shit like, well, you're not actually bisexual because you like men 80% of the time, which doesn't even make any sense because a bisexual person likes men and women. Just because they dated five men and one woman and one woman doesn't mean that they're not bisexual. And also, I've just seen people complain about this in my timeline. Like, they think bisexual people just date and want to have threesomes all the time. What does that even have to do with anything? That doesn't even determine anything. Just because you're bisexual doesn't mean that you're trying to have a threesome all the time. Yeah, I just thought some of you could probably relate to that if you are bisexual, because you probably have gone through that experience at least once, and I'm so sorry. But this next story is WLW, so doesn't that mean women love women? Women love women. That's what it means, right? So it says, when I was 19, I went over to my new girlfriend's house for the first time. At this point, we only dated for a few weeks. A knock on the door with flowers in my hand. Looking gay as fuck. And her dad answers. I say, I'm here for Emily. He nonchalantly says, she's in her room, you can go in. And I awkwardly say, well, I don't know where her room is. I've never been over. He does a double take and goes, oh, you're that friend. Well, then you can wait in the living room until she comes out. The dad then sits down a few feet away and just stares at me hard for minutes. He's kind of huffing and shifting, all irritated by my presence. Once my girlfriend comes over, I give her the flowers and she kisses me on the cheek. And I'm telling you, her dad was fuming at this point. We watch TV and just hang out. The whole time, the dad never took his eyes off of us. It was the most uncomfortable time in my life. P.S. I know this doesn't sound clearly homophobic, but don't worry. He did plenty of regular straightforward homophobia later. This was just a start and pretty funny looking back. Now, to me, this definitely does seem like a super awkward situation. And you can just tell that someone, you can tell when somebody doesn't agree with you. Huffing and puffing wise, why was he huffing around? Why was he so mad? That shit is hilarious. I mean, it's a good thing he let you in. Good thing he slammed that door on your face, right? I thought these two stories were really good. I really appreciate when you all send them in. If you do want to be part of the podcast, maybe get your story read, you can send your story to outspokensam@gmail.com. I pick two every week, every time I post an episode. So yeah, just let me know if you just, you know, hit me up with my emails. Yeah, with all that being said, hope you guys all enjoyed this week's episode, and I will see you all next week with a brand new one, as always. So love you very much. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.